lineman Vince Wilfork. Hey, Vince.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that introduction. That was more like it.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Pretty good. How was Thanksgiving for you, Vince? I know what you did part of the day. It was televised. How about the untelevised part of the day?
It was great. Had a great time with some family and some friends, and it was a blessed day for us. You know, being able to go on the road, get a W, and then come back home to people that love you and enjoy the rest of the day with them. So mine was great. How about you guys?
Oh, it was pretty good. Now I'll tell you this. I didn't have my family on CBS saying Happy Thanksgiving to America. How was that? How did they set that up?
Yeah, I just know a few people that know a few people. I think it was something nice that, you know, Mr. Krause, you know, mentioned my name, my family out, that, you know, maybe we wanted to do something like that to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, I was all for it. My wife was all for it, and my kids was excited. And you could tell my little man, he was definitely excited because he was eating a football in the thing.
Hey, a boy's hungry, that's all.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think it was fun, and, you know, it was just something that we wanted to do to all the fans out there.
Hey, Vince, what the heck happened at halftime? Because you looked like a whole different football team in the second half than you did in the first.
I mean, I think it was just gut check time for us. I mean, wasn't nothing really said. They came out and they played the way that we knew they was going to play going into the game. So at halftime, we just regrouped and we had to just basically settle down, and everybody just had to just, you know, suck it up and finish a football game. And one thing Bill said going into that game, let's play 60 minutes of football. And we had to against these guys. And, you know, second half we came out, and you know what? It's like we was a totally different ball club in the second half. So, but it wasn't that much said. You know, just basically, hey, finish this ball game, and let's do whatever we can to walk away with a W. So, and I think we did as a team.
Well, you had to play the Colts on Sunday, and you had to play the Lions on Thursday. Personally, just I'm just talking about for you, what was the biggest challenge for you to be ready to play your normal physical game on Thursday?
Just getting the much rest that you can. I think that was everyone's goal. We didn't know how it was going to affect us. We didn't know how our bodies was going to actually react after a couple of days after playing a football game. So we really didn't know. We just knew the most important thing for, you know, that, you know, New England Patriot Ball Club was getting rest, putting in a game plan, and basically just going through basically with walkthroughs and hope that we had it. And you know what? For the most part, I think we did a pretty good job of it from the time that we have, and then had to go on the road to Detroit to a team that, you know, plays this game every year at home. It was a challenge for us, and I think, you know, we took it as a challenge. You know what? And we walked away with the W that we wanted. So, but the main thing was just being able to rest up as much as possible, get treatment, do a lot of extra things to make your body feel in pretty good shape to come game day, because once that whistle blow, we're off to the races. So, and I think everybody handled themselves in a professional manner. I think we prepared well from the time we had, and I think guys actually, you know, I've seen guys in the cold tubs, I've seen guys getting treatments, I've seen guys doing a little cardio. Guys was everywhere around the stadium, and one thing we wanted to do is make sure, don't think about Thanksgiving until after, you know, the game. And I think we did. So after the game, it was something special to walk away, like I say, away game against Detroit, to walk away with a W and to finish your Thanksgiving off at home with your family with a W and some turkey to eat, you know.
For the second time this year, you had a guy who I couldn't pick out of a lineup come in and contribute significantly. The first time it happened, it was Brandon Diedrich. Thursday, it was Kyle Love. How do you plug guys in like that out of nowhere and have them be as significant contributors as they are?
You know what? You won't be on this team. You won't step on this field unless we have confidence in you going out there and being successful. And you know what? Kyle Love is a guy that, you know, all year, you know, been showing up in practice, been doing the right things, been trying to, you know, get better, ask the questions that have been in the meeting rooms extra. And you know, and I always say, you never know when your number is called, but when it's called, you have to be ready to take that opportunity and run with it, which he did. So we had confidence in him going in, and you know what, Bill Belichick had probably more confidence in him than, you know, anyone else, because he the one put him out there. You know, it wasn't like I say, let's, you know, hey, let's do this. Or, no. You know, the coaching staff made a decision to put guys out there, to rotate guys or however they wanted to. And, you know, whoever was out there, they deserved to be out there. And it goes back to whenever your number's called, you have to be ready to perform. And I think he did a good job of that.
How much attention do you pay to defensive stats, team stats?
I mean, at times I do, at times I don't. One thing that I do know is, you know, our stats probably isn't the best stats that's out there. You know, people probably look at our defensive stats and say, you know, how can this team be 9-2? That's one thing I know. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, I don't care how great your stats are or how bad they are. The biggest stats of all is W's. You know, the more W's you get, the better you'll be off. So that's our focus, is winning. You know, I don't care how you win, you win ball games, because you can have the best defense or the best offense in the league, but if you're not putting up W's, what do that say? I mean, that don't do anything. So, I look at it sometimes, but I really don't pay too close attention to stats that get put up from defense.
And the reason I asked, I mean, the stats say that this is one of the worst defenses in team history, but I look at this defense, and I just see a consistent playmaking ability from a lot of guys. I know what the numbers say, but when I look at this defense, I don't feel like it says I don't feel like it's as bad as the stats say it is.
I mean, like I say, at the end of the day, your goal is to go out and stop opponents, and your goal is to win ball games. However you do that, you do it. You know, that's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna keep doing. Would I love to have the number one defense in every category? Yes. Yeah, exactly, I do. But it don't happen like that at all the time. So, you know what it is? I take the W's instead. I'll always take the W's over any stat that's out there. And, you know what, that's where we're at now. You know, we want to win. You find a way, good teams find a way to win. I don't care how you win, but they find a way to win.
Hey, Vince, Sean Hill said somebody on your team tried to break his arm in the pile after a quarterback sneak. Did you see anything of that?
No, I didn't. And, you know, hey, people are going to say whatever they want to say. You know, we play football. I didn't see anything, didn't hear anything. This is my first time hearing something about it. But I'm not, you know, that's the least of my worries, is that, you know, I got one of the best teams, probably the best team in the NFL right now. Coming into our stadium Monday night. That's my concern in the New York Jets. So all our focus is going to be on the Jets. And you know what? They're 9-2. They have a heck of a ball club. I think, you know, they're probably one of the soundest teams there is out there, defensive, special teams, and offense. And in every category, they have a person at an all-pro level, wherever you want to start from. So, I'll play this full, definitely full this week with Monday Night Football and Jets coming into Foxborough. So, pretty good team. I mean, probably, like I said, probably the best team in the NFL. So, we're looking forward to a divisional rival. You know, we're going to slug it out. It's going to be an exciting game, and hopefully we on the winning side of it.
Did you watch them on Thursday?
Yeah, I watched them on Thursday, of course.
What do you see from this team? Do you pretty much see the same team you saw in week two, or are they doing some things different?
Jets going to play Jets football, you know what? And from their offense, they're going to put the ball in the hands of their playmakers, and they have a lot of them, from the tight end to the running back to the receivers and the front line, and then you got your quarterback. So they have weapons everywhere, you know, with LT and Green in the backfield. And with the wideouts and tight end, I tell you what, they are a nightmare for any ball club. And like we have our hands full. So they're going to do whatever they can to get the ball into any of their guys' hands, because at any given moment, you know, and then you got Smith coming in and doing whatever he want to do at receiver or at quarterback, or line them up in the backfield. So they have weapons everywhere. And it's not just like you could sit back and say, oh, they're just going to, when they line up in this formation, they're going to do this. Because it's not like that. You know, they can line up in whatever they want to line up and get the ball to anyone basically besides the offensive lineman and score with it. So they're very explosive on offense. And, you know, we're going to do a real good job this week is just doing our homework, getting down, you know, some things that we think can help us as a defense and as a team, and putting together four quarters of good football. And that's what it's going to be. If we don't play an A game, we'll lose this ball game. So that's how we approached it, you know. And you know, they're 9-2 for a reason. They'd have been in some close games, and they pulled them out. They done blew guys out. And they've been in alpha. They've been in, you know, OT. However you want to name it, they've been in and they won some ball games, you know. So we're gonna have to buckle down and try to match their intensity, because if we can't match their intensity, it'll be a long night for us.
Did this end up being almost like a second bye week for you?
Yeah, kind of, because you know it gives you a chance to get off your feet, get healthy a little bit, rest up a little bit, and get some extra work in on your opponents. And we definitely needed it, you know, especially playing a division game against the Jets. That's a hot football team. You know, they're very hot. So it kind of played out something like that. But at the same time, you know, we've been in the mix with, you know, guys coming in, watching film, because, you know, this is very important to us. This is an important game to us. It means a lot to us. Every game is important, but this one in general, because, you know, they beat us the first time in New Jersey. So now they come back here. So they're one up on it. And we definitely don't want to lose at home against these guys. So we're going to do everything in our willpower not let that happen.
I got to tell you, Vince, I am so disappointed in your alma mater. What happened to patience? What happened to letting a guy put his program in place before you move on? The University of Miami, you should be ashamed of them today. I'm ashamed of your alma mater. What are they doing down there, firing the coach?
I have no clue. You know, things happen, you know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, I feel sorry for, you know, for the organization down there. And, you know, guys that play football down there, that knows the tradition down there, we sit back and we look at it, and it's not the same anymore. And you know what? We got to find a way to get it back to where it used to be, you know. And I guess they think, you know, this would shake up something. But, you know, who knows? We'll see. We'll see. You know, we'll see.
I got a protest for you. Monday Night Football, don't even say to you. Say Vince Wilfork, Boynton Beach, Florida. don't even shout him out.
Hey.
Say your middle school or something.
Hey, I never do that, man. I never do that.
Vince Wilfork, Florida State University.
Hey, I bleed orange and green, and that would go to the dirt with me, baby.
I will say this about the U. Randy Shannon did clean things up. They don't have as many guys arrested. He graduates more kids. So they better not pretend that it's all about the student athlete. Wins and losses is why the man got fired, because he did the rest of the part of his job well.
Yeah, you know what? But the record didn't show. But, hey, you have to win ball games. Everything comes back to winning. When you win, and everything is great, you know, and when you're losing, it's always problems. And winning will solve a lot of things. It will, but for the past couple of years, we really haven't been the University of Miami. We haven't been the Hurricane, you know. So, like I say, they made that decision based on, you know, hopefully shaking up some and getting us back to where they need to be. But we all just going to sit back and watch, you know, and hopefully it work out for the best for Randy Shannon, whatever he decided to do. Great guy. He coached me. He was my defensive coordinator down there. You know, he coordinated when I won a national, and then, you know, when I lost a national. So he meant a lot to me, you know, being successful as I am. And you know, that won't stop. You know, he have a knack for football, you know, and I think when it's all said and done, he's probably a better D coordinator than a head coach because of, you know, I've been up under that guy as a D coordinator, and I know exactly how he operates. So best of luck to him and his staff, but he'll get something down the road.
Vince Wilfork, some school in Florida, USA.
Hell with you.
Hey, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, Vince, take care, man.
That is Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork joining us.